الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ادعوني أستجب لكم. Allah said, ask me, make dua to me, and I will accept it, I will give it. I remind myself and you that this statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ادعوني, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also then said, astajib lakum. But even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not said, astajib lakum, what do you understand, or what do I understand by this statement, udhuni, ask me? If you go to a king, and the king is pleased with you, and he says, okay, ask me, whatever you want. What do we understand from this? That after you ask him, he's going to tell you, sorry, I don't have it. That after you ask him, he's going to tell you, he told you, ask me. And then after you ask him, he's going to tell you, no, I'm not going to give it. Is that what we understand? No. Ask me means I will give you. What else does it mean? If you go to somebody in authority, in power, in wealth, and so on and so forth, and he says, okay, ask me. What does it mean? It means he will give it. Otherwise, the ask me has no meaning. We did not go to ask. He is saying, ask me. After that, we are giving. After that, you are putting forth your need. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, who is the King of Kings, Ta'ala Allahu al-Maliku, laqu la ilaha illa huwa Rabbul Arshil Kareem, who has treasures that we can't even conceive of, we cannot even imagine, whose wealth and power and authority extends over every single thing. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. Pure and glorified is the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose hand is everything. Mulk is the world, is the entire khilqat, whatever, is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Rabb, who has no limitations, who has no boundaries, who has no conditions, who has absolutely no, there's nothing that he lacks. Allahu Samad, nothing he needs. This Rabb tells us, Udhuni. He says, ask me. So what is the, I remind myself and you, what is our approach to dua? How do we go and ask Allah? I'm not asking you, what do you ask Allah? Whatever you ask Allah, that's between you and your Rabb. I'm saying, what is the approach of it? How do you, when you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are you going with in your heart? What do you think will happen? What do you think will happen? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, you are the one in whose hand is shifa. Who gives shifa? Except Allah. So give shifa. We are asking you because you told us to ask you. We are asking you because you told us to ask you. Make dua. So when we approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu for dua, to make you ask dua, I remind myself and you, let us spend a few seconds to ask ourselves, who am I going to? What am I going to do? What am I approaching Allah with? What frame of mind? And then approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just go and blindly, ask something. Because the key thing is this issue of the approach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. Now in that context, of course, we also have the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When somebody asked him this question and they said, Ya Rasulullah, we make dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us what we ask. And then we also make some other duas and Allah does not give us what we ask. So how do we reconcile this? And Rasulullah ﷺ said that dua is always accepted. And the first thing to understand with dua. Dua is always accepted because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, ask me and I will give you. So where is the question of not accepting dua? Dua is always accepted. But it's accepted in three different ways. One is it is accepted in the way that you ask for something and Allah gives you what you ask for. Another way also of acceptance of dua is that you ask for something and in exchange for the dua, because dua is ibadat. Dua is ibadah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah." He said, "Du'a is the essence of ibadah. It is the brain of ibadah." So, in exchange for this du'a, Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala alleviates or removes a calamity that was to befall you. Now, of course, this is in the ghaib. We do not know what is going to happen in the future. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Something that was going to happen to you, Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala removes this from you." So, this is because you made dua. Now, you didn't make dua for that calamity. You didn't even know that was going to happen. You asked for whatever you asked for. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the calamity. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the third way in which dua is accepted is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give you what you ask for. And at that time in your qadr, there is no calamity to happen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps this dua with him. And he said, on the day of judgment, when you are presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention this fact. And he will say, "O my slave, you asked me for such and such and I gave you. And you asked me for this other thing, I did not give you, but I alleviated this calamity from you." And on that day, we will be shown what that calamity was. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "But this third thing you asked me for, I did not give you what you asked for, and at that time there was no calamity to be averted from you. So that dua is with me. Now ask me whatever you want and I will give you." Where is this conversation happening? On the day of judgment. Having said this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you understood the value of this third dua, which is not accepted in this dunya, which does not avert any calamity, but is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as amana, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment is saying to you, now ask me whatever you want. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you understood the value of this dua, then you will wish that you spend your entire life making dua after dua after dua, and nothing is accepted in this life. You will wish this, "Ya Allah, let me keep on making dua and don't accept anything here." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have these duas, we'll have these duas for us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Because what is the value of that dua on the day of judgment? Where you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He says, "Ask me now and I will give you whatever you want." So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand His glory and majesty so that we ask dua in the way that it should be asked. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that equanimity and wisdom to understand that whatever He gives is the best thing for us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep some du'as of ours with Him so that on the day of judgment when we are presented before Him, then He will give us this du'a and He will say, "Now ask me whatever you want." And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day for His forgiveness and for entry into His Jannah bi ghayri hisab, with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and with all our families and all our friends, inshaAllah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmal rahim.